From KUAR in Little Rock, I'm Bobby Ampazon. Schools in Arkansas get over $6,000 for every student. So when kids leave a public school, the money leaves too. The state chips in temporarily to cover the financial loss, but a pair of lawmakers want to end that. Arkansas Public Media's Sarah Weitz-Kotacek visited a once-thriving timber town to learn about the cost of losing students.
Driving into Crossett near the Louisiana border, you still share the road with logging trucks. A fading sign from an old movie theater stands alone on a street corner. Residents say it used to be popular. Norman Hill works for the Crossett School District. He's in charge of their finances. He says when he moved here in the 1960s, Crossett was a booming timber mecca. And back then, superintendents from other districts looked to the Crossett District
to see what was going on, what was taking place, what was the new ideas.
But automation and the decline in manufacturing changed the timber town. Several years ago, the Georgia Pacific paper plant laid off 700 people. The plant still operates in the center of town, but many former employees have moved away. The zoo and the city pool are closed. Businesses have shuttered. So Crossett closed schools and downsized with careful planning. But Superintendent Gary Williams says things can get dicey when students leave just one by one.
When you have that transition between fewer students and you haven't decreased your staff to meet that need, or you can't because it's just not at that number yet, you know, it could get into a stressful situation.
There's a lag time between lost population and the window to cut services. Say a class shrinks by a third. The district loses thousands of dollars, but still keeps paying for the teacher and the classroom until student numbers are low enough to downsize, and that can take years. The state will cover the cost of the transition. It's called declining enrollment funding. But now some lawmakers in Little Rock say those dollars should end.
Anybody else? All right, cast up the ballot. By a vote, 23 ayes.
State Senator Jane English filed a bill with Representative Bruce Cozart to put a stop to the transition funding. It could save the state $14 million. English says some districts aren't using the money for its intended purpose. She says sometimes they're saving it or spending it on other needs.
We need to begin to look at how are we spending that money.
English is a Republican senator from North Little Rock. She says districts don't have to prove how the declining enrollment money is spent, and those that use it to cover the costs of students leaving can find those funds elsewhere.
Probably how they pay for a lot of things as they move the money around.
But Democratic Senator Joyce Elliott from Little Rock says districts are allowed to use the funds for whatever they need. She says a cut could send more struggling districts into fiscal distress. That means the state has to take them over.
And to put this bill in place and take away those funds is going to exacerbate an already difficult situation.
Crossett's Norman Hill says if they lose that money, students are going to suffer. Schools will need to consolidate. Rural students will have longer bus rides. Teachers will be let go.
So you're going to see a lot of your schools closed down.
Senator English says the bill is likely to run this week. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, Arkansas Public Media.